Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and this is the second part of the Respiratory Short Answer Questions series. As I've mentioned before, you can find all these questions and many more on the members site at members.zerotofinals.com. But let's get straight into these short answer questions. Question 42. What syndrome is caused by a severe inflammatory reaction in the lungs, often resulting from sepsis or trauma? Acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. Question 43. What positioning is used in acutely unwell patients to reduce lung compression by other organs and improve oxygenation and blood flow to the lungs? Prone positioning. Question 44. What is the approximate FiO2 that a nasal cannula provides with an oxygen flow rate of 2 litres per minute? 28%. Question 45. What function of high flow nasal cannula, non-invasive ventilation, and mechanical ventilation prevents the airways from collapsing when the patient breathes out? They all add positive end expiratory pressure, or PEEP. Question 46. What term describes the volume of air pushed in per breath during mechanical ventilation? Tidal volume. Question 47. What is the most extreme form of respiratory support when intubation and mechanical ventilation are inadequate to manage respiratory failure? Extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or ECMO. Question 48. During lung function testing, what describes the volume of air a person can forcefully exhale in 1 second? Forced expiratory volume in 1 second, or FEV1. Question 49. During lung function testing, what describes the total volume of air a person can exhale after a full inhalation? Forced vital capacity, or FVC. Question 50. What lung function test outcome indicates obstructive lung disease? An FEV1 to FVC ratio of less than 70%. Question 51. What can determine whether obstructive lung disease is caused by COPD or asthma during a routine lung function test? Reversibility testing, where the obstruction is reversible using a bronchodilator in asthma but not in COPD. Question 52. What lung function test outcome indicates restrictive lung disease? When the FEV1 and the FVC are equally reduced, and the FEV1 to FVC ratio is greater than 70%, meaning normal or raised. Question 53. What are the 4 most common atopic conditions? Asthma, eczema, allergic rhinitis, for example hay fever, and food allergies. Question 54. What is the characteristic auscultation finding in patients with symptoms of asthma? A widespread polyphonic expiratory wheeze. Question 55. What common classes of medication may worsen the symptoms of asthma. Non-selective beta blockers, for example propranolol, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, for example ibuprofen or naproxen. Question 56. Other than spirometry, what other tests can be used to support a diagnosis of asthma? Fractional exhaled nitric oxide, or FeNO, peak flow variability using a peak flow diary, and direct bronchial challenge testing. Question 57. What is the mechanism of action of salbutamol? It's a short-acting beta-2 agonist, or SABA. What about salmeterol? It's a long-acting beta-2 agonist, or LABA. What about ipratropium? It's a short-acting muscarinic antagonist, or SAMA. What about tiotropium? It's a long-acting muscarinic antagonist, or LAMA. What about montelukast? It's a leukotriene receptor antagonist. Question 58. What peak flow results would indicate a moderate asthma exacerbation? To 75% of the patient's best or predicted peak flow. What about a severe exacerbation? To 50% of best or predicted. What about a life-threatening exacerbation? Less than 33% of best or predicted. Question 59. What is the usual medical management of a mild exacerbation of asthma without bacterial infection? Inhaled beta-2 agonists, for example salbutamol via a spacer, and a quadrupled dose of their regular inhaled corticosteroid for up to 2 weeks. Question 60. What is the usual immediate medical management of a moderate exacerbation of asthma without bacterial infection? Nebulized beta-2 agonists, for example salbutamol, and systemic steroids, for example oral prednisolone or IV hydrocortisone. Question 61. What intravenous options are available for treating a severe exacerbation of asthma? Intravenous magnesium sulfate, intravenous salbutamol, and intravenous aminophylline. Question 62. What scale can be used for rating breathlessness in a patient with COPD? The Medical Research Council, or MRC, dyspnea scale. Question 63. What lung function test outcome is used to determine the severity of COPD? The forced expiratory volume in 1 second, or FEV1. Question 64. What genetic condition may be tested for in a non-smoker with early onset COPD? Alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. What's the screening test for this condition? Checking the serum alpha-1 antitrypsin. Question 65. What are the initial medical treatments for stable COPD? Short-acting beta-2 agonists, for example salbutamol, and short-acting muscarinic antagonists, for example ipratropium bromide. Question 66. What is the second-line medical treatment for COPD where there are no asthmatic or steroid-responsive features? A combination of a long-acting beta agonist, or LABA, and a long-acting muscarinic antagonist, or LAMA. Question 67. What is the second-line medical treatment of COPD where there are asthmatic or steroid-responsive features? A combination of a long-acting beta agonist, or LABA, and an inhaled corticosteroid. Question 68. What are the indications for long-term oxygen therapy in severe COPD? Chronic hypoxia, meaning oxygen saturations below 92%, polycythemia, cyanosis, or cor pulmonale. What is the most common contraindication to long-term oxygen therapy? Smoking. Question 69. What term is used for right-sided heart failure caused by respiratory disease such as COPD? Cor pulmonale. Question 70. What target oxygen saturations are used for patients with COPD that are at risk of retaining carbon dioxide? To 92%. Question 71. What is the first line medical treatment for an acute exacerbation of COPD? Regular inhalers or nebulizers, for example salbutamol and ipratropium, steroids, for example prednisolone 30 mg once a day for 5 days, and antibiotics if there's evidence of infection. Question 72. What are the criteria for using non-invasive ventilation to treat an exacerbation of COPD? Persistent respiratory acidosis, for example a pH below 7.35 and a PaCO2 above 6, despite maximal medical therapy, and there needs to be potential to recover and it needs to be acceptable to the patient. Question 73. What investigation is required before initiating non-invasive ventilation other than arterial blood gases? A chest x-ray. Question 74. What is the basic pathology found in bronchiectasis? There is permanent dilation of the bronchi. Question 75. What is the triad of features of yellow nail syndrome? yellow fingernails, bronchiectasis, and lymphedema. Question 76. What is found on chest auscultation in a patient with bronchiectasis? There are scattered crackles throughout the chest that change or clear after coughing, and scattered wheezes and squeaks. Question 77. What sign is seen on examination of the hands in bronchiectasis? Finger clubbing. Question 78. What are the most common infective organisms found in bronchiectasis? Haemophilus influenza and Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Question 79. What is the test of choice for diagnosing bronchiectasis? A high-resolution CT scan, or HRCT. Question 80. What is the usual duration of antibiotics in patients with an infective exacerbation of bronchiectasis? 7 to 14 days. Question 81. What are the key examination findings in idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis? Bibasal fine end expiratory crackles and finger clubbing. Question 82. What appearance of the lung tissue is seen on a high-resolution CT scan in patients with pulmonary fibrosis? A ground glass appearance. Question 83. What two medications are licensed for slowing the disease progression in idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis? Pirfenidone and nintedanib. Question 84. What common antibiotic can cause pulmonary fibrosis? Nitrofurantoin. Question 85. What finding on fluid collected by bronchoalveolar lavage suggests hypersensitivity pneumonitis? Raised lymphocytes or lymphocytosis. Question 86. What is the medical treatment for cryptogenic organizing pneumonia? Systemic corticosteroids. So thanks for listening to this episode on short answer questions on respiratory. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. If you want to find these questions available in a written format, in an Anki style, meaning that you can rate them and have them reappear at different intervals, depending on how hard you find them, to help you really drill the facts into your memory, you can find them at members.zerotofinals.com. And I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll move on to the third and final part of the respiratory questions.